Well, Windows 8 is here, and on the line to talk about the latest from Microsoft is the Managing Director of Microsoft Australia, Pip Marlow. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks, Andy, for having me on the radio today.
There were midnight launches across Australia for the release. How did that go?
It was great fun, actually. I was at the Alexandria store last night with Jerry Harvey. Some great excitement. It was just great to watch the people playing with the different types of devices and exploring Windows 8.
I guess anyone who was at the launch is, really across what Windows 8 is all about. But for everyone else, people are asking, what is great about Windows 8?
It's a great question. Look, it is Windows 8 reimagined, and it really gives you the opportunity to do a couple of things. First, it gives you the opportunity to make it yours. It's all about personalization, live tiles, your own categories, bringing to life your own start screen. And then it's also about the familiarity of the Windows that you know and love. And so you can go into the desktop mode and absolutely operate as you've always operated during the depth of work that you might need to do. And it brings together the great consumption experiences, videos, music, photos, and then also lets you do the creation work that you need to do as well.
It's interesting you're talking about personalizing it. I have seen a little bit of negative press the last few days that I don't really support around the fact that Windows 8 is too different, in fact, that users may have to rethink completely the way they use their computer. How do you respond to that?
Look, Windows 8 is an evolution, and there is some new features to it, and those are about us delivering innovation to our customers, and we're really proud of that innovation. There is a familiarity in there of the desktop mode, and so we want to make sure that we still give users the opportunity to use the Windows that they know and love, and that's there in the desktop mode for them. But we recognize that people want to use touch, they want to use the stylus, they want to use Windows in new and innovative ways, and we let them do that with Windows 8.
And of course, I guess that all ties in. Of course, we're now going to see Windows 8 mobile devices coming onto the market, the Microsoft Surface tablet coming up, Windows 8 mobile with some great phones coming out. Is the idea that the experience from mobile to desktop should be very similar now?
Well, I think the goal is that we're all different as consumers, and we want to be able to provide you the content that you want on the device you want anywhere, anytime. That's utopia. And so obviously as you move across devices, it's great to be able to have the familiarity of Windows, to be able to see the live tiles, be it on your phone or on your convertible, your slate, your all-in-one. And so we want to help users be as efficient as possible as they experience that. And that's really what you'll be able to have with Windows Phone 8 and Windows 8.
Price-wise, upgrading to the new Windows seems to be more affordable than with previous versions. What are the options available for PC users now?
Obviously, you can buy Windows 8 on an incredible array of devices today. We've got great devices available from Sony and from Samsung and Asus. You can get those available at major retailers. For people who've already got a device and they're looking to upgrade, there's the opportunity to upgrade to Windows and Windows Pro available through the retailer, and certainly you can go online to the Microsoft online store and just download it as well.
Okay, and of course, for people who have bought a computer with Windows 7 on it recently, you have a program up and running where they can actually get on to Windows 8 from as little as $14.99, I think it is.
Correct. We did provide that tech guarantee for those who've just bought Windows 7 purchases because we didn't want to disadvantage those users and want to allow them access to that technology as swiftly as possible.
Check out the Windows website for info on that one. But what's your tip for anyone who isn't sure if Windows 8 is right for them or their computer?
I think my tip is go and play with it. Head into one of the retailers, go and see the devices, experience it for yourself. We are talking about it being Windows reimagined. Go introduce yourself to it and, you know, find out how you can personalize it and make it right for you.
Good tip there. Hands on, have a play with it. Windows 8 is out now. Pip Marlow, Managing Director of Microsoft Australia, thanks again for your time.
Thanks, Andy.